You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our fake debate.
Hi.
And it feels real because Nick is wearing his American flag dress shirt.
Very patriotic today.
Yeah, look at that.
Little tiny flags all over there.
I know.
One's on your nipple.
Except for...
Yeah. All right.
Except for they're so tiny, they each only have four stars.
Yeah, they have four stars.
Yeah, so
stars
I don't know. I actually don't know what.
Are you talking about the flags or your nipples? Well,
both. But
we stop talking about Nick's nipples, please.
So I don't. Oh, let's not pretend like you don't usually talk about them. So I don't know what country this flag actually represents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
One that had only five colonies.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
And four stars.
Even the colonies, yeah. I guess. Yeah. All right, what is our debate, Chels?
Two Australians are under fire for bringing their long-haired pet chihuahua into a McDonald's there. They placed their pet on a dining room table while they waited for their food. Now, the internet has been reacting. They're saying it's gross. Someone said, who doesn't love some dirty dog anus on their table? Can I say anus on air?
You already did.
It's okay. Medical.
Some people don't care, though. They say, unless you're planning on licking the table, I'm not sure why this would bother you. Some people are grossed out. Some people aren't. That's the debate today. The dog is just sitting on the table.
I'll be the dog owner.
Okay.
That thinks it's fine.
Yeah, and you can be the restaurant owner that's like, hey, we don't appreciate you bringing in your long dog.
That's exactly
your long dog?
Long dog.
Long dog. Long dong do.
Long haired pet chihuahua.
How dare you? This is my support animal. This goes everywhere I go to make sure that I don't explode on someone like yourself. You have hurt feelings. You don't know what I've been through. I am triggered with every sentence that everyone says. I'm very emotional. I have feelings that you don't understand. And guess what? This long-haired chihuahua makes me get through my days. So yes, if I want to come eat in your restaurant, this chihuahua is coming with me because he's a part of me. He's a part of my mind. He's a part of my heart. He's a part of my soul. He eats with me. What are you, some kind of pet hater? That I can't bring my support animal anywhere that I go? Well, you're terrible. I'm never coming back here. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You'll be back.
Hey. Yeah. You'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, I can't believe I'm even having to have this discussion. You know all the crap I have to deal with on a daily basis working here at McDonald's? All the people just throw things around. They can't even make it into the trash can. They're constantly complaining that, oh, you put too many onions. Oh, you didn't put enough onions. How come I didn't get onions on my burger? Constantly have to deal with that. People falsely claiming after they ate three quarters of their burger that they didn't like it and they want a refund or another one. And the 80% of my time working on trying to get the stupid ice cream soft serve to work. Secondly, you know, at least once upon a time, people's animal, their emotional support animals, there was a vest on. You could tell they were a support animal. They sit there very stoic. They were encouraged not to be petted by other people. Now you just bring them in backpacks. That one was in your purse. This clearly is not a support animal. And if it is, then you need to spend more of your time at a counselor's office and less time here at McDonald's. And thirdly, quite frankly, I don't have a lot going on in my life. My wife runs the roost at our house. I get home. She yells at me, tells me what a worthless piece of crap I am. This is the only opportunity I have to put someone in their place. So get you and your dog out of here.
This burger tastes like dog anus.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.